spring. All right, let's get right to our movers here, Brian Sozzi, and let's start with a company that had a challenging weekend. That is Southwest Airlines. The company had some weather disruptions, it had some labor disruptions, and as you can see there, had a number of delays and cancellations just yesterday, but over the course of the whole weekend, the numbers are even higher. Obviously, this is an issue for the company. On top of that, pilots from Southwest on Friday, late Friday, asked a court to temporarily block the company from its vaccine mandate. So obviously, you know, not surprisingly, perhaps this morning, we're seeing those Southwest shares struggle.
Yeah, Jillian, and not a good weekend for Southwest by any stretch of the imagination. Not surprised to see it being the top ticker on our site. Ultimately, for me, the first thing I did when I saw this news, I went back and checked out the ARCA Airline Index, because clearly I'm not flying anywhere, so I'm looking at it from a stock perspective. And I am surprised to see airline stocks continuing to hold a bid. I mean, this index is up about 8% over the past month. And I say I'm surprised, Julie. Look what we're seeing here in oil prices. I mean, oil prices touched, I believe, $83 a barrel this morning. That is Brent crude oil. And you still have airline stocks trading as if that won't be a major factor here. It will. And it could show up as these companies start to report very soon and come out here with very potentially very disappointing earnings guidance.
Yeah, I mean, I think demand was more of a concern for some of these guys than those fuel prices. But certainly the fuel prices maybe don't help matters when you're talking about the airlines. But I'm really curious to hear what they have to say about the continued pandemic disruptions, because some of the recent perspective they came out with seemed to indicate that things were not quite as bad as they had initially anticipated. So we'll see what they say on that front, as well as what's going on with the fuel front.